Come, said Mama, I have an idea. Mama's idea was to go to the learning store at the Bear Country Mall. That's where they found Questron, the wand that lights up and buzzes and helps cubs learn.
Lights up and buzzes and helps cubs learn.
Now, guys, yes. Does this wand light up and buzz and help you learn?
It does.
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and I'm looking at two guys who are a little off the wall. Two guys who you've met before and who are on the other end of the Berenstain Bearcast. Not the, hey, let's read a book end of the Berenstain Bearcast, but the, hey, let's look at and some, I guess, like touch some books and things with bear faces on them. Because that is what these guys do. They collect books and covet them, put them in their dragon hoard in the caves far beneath the Misty Mountains. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to be joined once again by Jeremy Gloff and Bradley Mariska, our two Berenstain Bear collectors. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Phil.
Oh, boy. So we haven't been together as a trio in a few weeks, so it's nice to have you back. And what delights have you brought for us this week? I believe last time we were discussing a little something called Questron, which sounds to me like some sort of, I don't know, like robot overlord or some sort of like space explorer or one of those Marvel characters who ran with the Space Jammers, but who you don't really remember from the 1970s. Yeah. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, we're going back to 1987, which was a great year because it's a year that the Minnesota Twins won the World Series.
The year Madonna's "Who's That Girl" album came out. Soundtrack.
It's the year that "Appetite for Destruction" came out.
Fleetwood Mac, "Tango in the Night,"
and apparently something called the Questron.
The Questron.
Yes.
What the heck's a Questron?
Well, you know what? That is a question that we are going to try to answer here. I don't even know.
I feel like it's like the distant cousin of the magic picture reader. What was that?
Yeah. Remember the magic wand reader? Now that was creepy. The one that talked to you.
Yeah.
This is like its less creepy cousin.
Is it a little more advanced?
A little. This one relies on infrared technology.
So it's like 4 years later than the other ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 80s, technology moved fast.
It did move fast.
Yeah. In fact, I could tell you the I looked up the patent for this today.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm a super nerd. And the patent says that a Questron is, and I quote, "A printed substrate has areas printed in a screen of carbon black ink dots and other areas printed in a corresponding screen of infrared transparent ink dots, whereby the presence of the carbon black ink dots is made visually undetectable but can readily be detected by an infrared emitter and detector." Would you like me to demonstrate it?
Please.
Okay. I'm going to take the tip of the wand, and I'm just going to touch the tip of the wand to either a number or a shape that is in the book. For example,
wait. Just the tip?
Sorry. Just the tip. Yes. Okay.
So it's battery operated, correct?
It is battery operated. It's about 6 inches long. It's black. And it has a rainbow on it that says Questron.
And it buzzes and helps you learn. All right, let's see what this magic wand can do, Mr. Ollivander.
Okay, so for example, there's a picture of brother and sister bear on a seesaw.
Okay,
and it says, "Here are some pairs of words. Some of them are." Oh, I'm sorry. There's two of them. Yeah, we should tell people. There's left, right, stop, go. And there's 1, 2, 3, how many wheels can you see?
Oh, I see.
So 1, 2, 3 is a math book, okay? The one that I'm in is a variety of skills for the kindergarten, first, and second grade level. So I'm on page 9 of Left, Right, Stop, Go. Here are some pairs of words. Some of them are opposites. Some are not. Press questron on the pairs that are opposites. So it shows them on the seesaw, and it says down and up. Do you think those are opposites?
Yes.
What do you think, Jeremy?
Doesn't get any more opposite than down and up.
Okay. Well, let's ask Questron. I'm just going to take the tip, just the tip, and I'm going to press it on the word down and up. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Let me get it a little bit closer to the microphone.
Is that it?
Yeah, that means you got it right. It cheered for you, and it turned. Oh, and it lit up green. The it was green.
Yeah, I wish in my actual life, whenever I made the decision, that sound just came out of nowhere.
Okay, now let me ask you this: are an apple and an orange opposite?
Well, that's like really weird and like abstract. Like
I know. Just what's your gut tell you?
I'm gonna say no.
I guess I'll say no.
Okay, let's find out. Did you hear that?
No. Oh.
Okay. Story of my life right there.
So is it... Is Questron...
That's a low buzzing sound and the red light came on. So those are not opposites.
So Questron is telling... Wait. So Questron is saying that apples and oranges aren't opposites.
That's right. They...
Oh, okay.
They are not.
Great. Because that's something that's really important for kids to learn. So are we limited to just buzzing and dinging? Is that it? Is that what that wand does?
Yes, it's a wand that tells you you're either right or you're wrong.
Oh.
So it doesn't like read us the story, it doesn't say the words.
These are workbooks. In fact, they had SAT prep books using the Questron wand.
Holy
which is
cats.
Actually a really Now, that's a really great application. If you're doing like an ACT or SAT test and you want to know, did I get the answer right now? And you just push up the button. Like, of course, now today we have those on computers and laptops and iPads. But think about this. In 1987, you could just touch the wand on what you think is the right answer and it would tell you if you got it right or wrong without having to look up the answer.
How do you feel about this, Jeremy?
What size batteries does it take?
Double A.
Well, you know, if it takes a double A, I'm in.
I feel like we should have been further along technology-wise by 1987. Like, I feel like this is a step back from some of the kooky stuff we've seen.
I kind of disagree.
I mean, this is like your basic, like, there's a circuit, and you've got to close one of two circuits. And if you close this circuit, it makes the bell ding. And if you close this circuit, it makes the buzz buzz. Like, isn't that it?
Yeah, but you know what's cool about it is... Yeah, okay, fine. It's not that cool.
But the books look more modern than the Magic Touch ones.
These books look pretty cool.
The books are cooler. So maybe it's the books that are making us think that's more modern.
Maybe the books are nice and they're like glossy. They're high quality. The books are very high quality.
The illustrations are nice. Those Magic Touch books are so like ancient looking.
Yeah, and these actually have like a story involved, like a separate Questron tale.
And these ones can stand alone without the Questron thing. Almost, I feel like the other books don't.
Yeah, you don't really need the technology to finish. I mean, obviously, someone has to tell you if you're right or not, but.
Like these are nice books.
Snow falls mostly in the winter. Come on, you son of.
Oh.
Leaves change color in the summer.
Oh my goodness. Look at that crash page.
Oh yeah, that's the bike page, right? That's the number. It's in the numbers book.
There's a couple of really nice spreads in these books.
Yeah.
Brad, how much do they go for now? Are they rare, these books?
Yes, they're rare, but they're not super rare. You can pick them up for like maybe 25 or 30 bucks.
Okay.
Each.
Do you usually find the books with the wands, or do you usually have to buy the wands separately?
No, the wand is more expensive. The wand, I think I paid $50 for my wand because I had one that didn't work.
Oh.
And then I finally found one that like somebody was had guaranteed they had tested it. So I got it. I think I paid $50 for it.
Jeremy, do you have a working wand?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. Happens when you get older.
So this, okay, I was a little hard on the old Questron wand a few minutes ago, but looking back, I mean, these books aren't connected to anything. Like, they just seem like regular books. Like, they're not plugged into anything. They're not setting on some kind of, like, all you needed was the book and the wand, right? You didn't need anything else.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking because the technology was sort of just printed into the image. Like, they said it's like a, it's a series of like dots.
Yeah. Right. So you can't see it. And what's cool, because at first you think like, oh, I'm just going to pick all the ones that are like brown in color. No, because it's what's underneath the color. There's another pattern of black dots that isn't visible to the eye that only the infrared detector can pick up.
Well, and isn't that the lesson that we're all learning here, is that it's what's underneath your color that counts? Like, maybe that's deep down. Like, you can't tell just by looking at someone. It's what's inside. Like, it's what's all underneath. It's the dots. It's the dots under your skin.
Mm-hmm. You know what I say to that? Correct. The whole world could learn from the Questron technology.
That's so beautiful. I just love these Questron bugs.
It's something.
Best episode ever.
I think we just reached a turning point.
Well, and it's also interesting, there were a lot of these. There were almost 50 different Questron books.
Oh, I can imagine.
What were some of the other ones? Do you know, Brad?
Well, they're all listed in the back.
Yeah, they sure are. I see Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
My robot book.
Mr. Men and Little Miss. Do you know those series, Phil?
Yeah, they're still printing them.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they had one. The Mr. Men one was called A First Reading Adventure.
Wow.
There's autos, ships, trains, and planes. I bet that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What did the what was the original cover price on these?
That is a good question. Let's
Yeah, it doesn't have it listed.
I would guess that the book these were pretty nice books. No, but in 1987 they were probably only like $5-6.
Yeah.
Because at that time the first time books were selling for like $2.
Yep. I don't remember these from my original collecting. I never saw these till the 2000s when I started collecting again.
Yeah, I feel like these would have been sold almost in like toy stores or educational stores. Maybe not at a bookstore.
It was probably, this is advanced for where I grew up. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say there's usually like a section in like your Barnes and Noble where there's like the educational books where you see like a rack with a bunch of like just sort of stacks of like readers and primers and workbooks. They'd probably be shoved in there, and you'd probably just flip through until you found the franchise you were looking for.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely wouldn't have been back in the kids section with normal storybooks.
Yeah. Oh, wow, they had dinosaur ones.
Yeah, I actually bought the so there's one called the Day of the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And I bought that a few years ago thinking it might possibly be a Questron version of the Stan and Jan Berenstain Day of the Dinosaur, but it's not.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, we learned that lesson.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. That was the worst 1 cent I ever spent on Amazon.
Don't you love the 1 cent books?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if there's a listing of the Berenstain Bears fun book for like 1 cent? We just never found it.
Don't even say that.
Hey, they'll get you on the shipping though.
And it takes 10 weeks for it to get to you.
So Questron, thumbs up, thumbs down. I give it a big thumbs up.
Huge thumbs up. I love it. I actually they're just fun. I'll tell you what. 1987, this is when the Berenstain Bears were at the peak of their popularity. Their illustration style was starting to become a little bit more streamlined, commercial. And I look at some of the illustrations in these books, those two-page spreads, and it harkens a little bit back. Like, Stan and Jan definitely illustrated these books.
Absolutely. They had to have.
like some of these unique books like this, like we know that they didn't draw them, but you look at some of these and they remind me of some of their earlier stuff. I see Christmas Tree and Almanac just a little bit.
Yeah, like Nature Guide is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The Science Fair, all those great books.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the colors really pop. Like these are pretty nice looking books.
Yeah, they are.
So you say they're not impossible to find.
No, they're not that hard to find. You might have to spend $20 or $30 to get one, but if you're a collector, I think these are important to have in your collection, even if you don't have the wand. I didn't have the wand for many years. It was only a few years ago I got my first wand and it didn't work. And then it was only, oh man, a year or two ago I got a working wand.
I love the page with the seasons where it has the treehouse in the four different styles of the seasons. It's page 24 on the opposites book.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Well, do we want to see if the wand can get the correct answer?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Whoops, I just dropped my wand.
Oh, keep a grip on that wand. Oh.
Okay, here we go. So it says the seasons. There are four seasons, four in all. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Here are some pictures showing how the bear's treehouse looks in different seasons. Press Questron on the word that matches the picture. So the first picture, can you describe the first picture, Jeremy?
Well, it's a snowy day in bear country right there. It looks cold and chilly.
Okay, so Phil, what season do you think that would be? Winter, spring, summer, or fall?
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to guess winter.
All right, let's see what Questron says.
Yes.
There it is.
Yep. All right. Well, let's try one more. Which one do you want to do next, Jeremy?
I feel like the last one. Have you ever seen the tree look like that before?
No, I've never seen the tree look like that. Phil, there's a picture of a tree, then it's been bronzed.
Yeah, I see it's the leaves are all orange, some are falling off of it, and some are on the ground, the grass is all dead. I'm going to guess that is fall.
Fall, let's find out. I'm curious about the fact that they call it fall, by the way, rather than autumn, but right. Let's just see if you're right.
Ah, that sound.
Oh. It feels good.
So that's the way the book works. That's it.
That's kind of, I was really excited about this episode, and now I realize after playing with my wand for a few minutes that it's not really as exciting as I thought it would be.
Well,
I'm excited about the treehouse in the fall style.
Yeah,
that's the only time I've ever seen it like that.
Yeah, it's totally orange.
Who knew?
Who knew?
There's a spring picture with flowers on the treehouse.
Yeah, they had to differentiate between spring and summer, I guess, and they really did the best job they could because, I mean, I can imagine a small child having a little trouble differentiating between the two.
I think there's some educational stuff in here, especially in the left, right, stop, go. One, there's a whole page about kids have to identify like the correct holiday. Like we wave the flag on and then it gives you a bunch of different holidays. We say trick or treat on and then it lists a bunch of holidays. And then it says Santa comes on and then it lists a bunch of holidays.
Well, there you go.
Pretty cool.
Well, guys, thank you for sharing the Questron book and wand with our listeners today.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Please go into your collections and dig out some more oddities for us. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on the show.
Someday, we never did like the Nature Guide or the Almanac ever, did we?
Phil did.
I did.
Oh, you didn't. I missed that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining me. Where can you guys be found on the internet?
I'm Bradley Mariska. You can find me on Twitter at Bradley_Mariska. You can find our collectors group on Facebook by typing in the Berenstain Bears Collectors or visiting www.BerensteinBearsCollectors.com. And that's Berenstain with an A.
Yes. You can find me. I'm Jeremy Gloff, Gloff. I have a website, jeremygloff.com, and I'm on Facebook along with these gentlemen here.
And I'm Phil Gonzalez, and you can find this show wherever podcasts are podcasted. I'm also at BerenstainBearcast.wordpress.com. I'm on Twitter at BStainBearcast. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us all over the place. Rate and review us on iTunes. That would be great. Guys, please, please, please come back again very soon. As they stare at me and make weird hand gestures, which no one can see, but it's over Skype. and for everyone else out there, we will see you next time deep in bear country.
Country.
Ah, the Skype delay.